So for all the gamers listening, how exactly do video games help develop these spatial skills?
This isn't my field really. I'm a geologist by training, but I've mm-hmm. been doing some background research into this. And action games and things like that help to develop people's sort of depth perception. And what I've been looking at, I guess, is sort of the new game Red Dead Redemption 2 and sort of use of maps and players kind of navigating around the world that they're exploring.
Right, and so how else do you think people develop spatial awareness?
Using traditional maps, so like what we would usually do if you were going out orienteering or something like that. Things like playing with construction toys like Lego and things like that are also something that can help to develop those skills. And I guess too, like I've been playing over the weekend looking at 3D printing, so making designs like where you're starting to think in that extra third dimension, and your ability to kind of rotate things around to think in 3D. That's what's helping to kind of build those skills up.
Right, and those skills are great for STEM subjects, so science, technology, engineering. What about those gamers who maybe aren't aspiring to be, scientists or work in those fields? How important is that skill in everyday life?
I guess it's good to know where you're going. There's been some research that's been done, I suppose, that indicates that if you're relying, I suppose, on your devices, like say on Google Maps or whatever, to tell you where you're going all of the time, then you're not developing those skills to the same level as you would if you were kind of turning your phone off or if your battery's on your phone ran out, and just finding where you are or where you need to get to. I guess that's probably more important if you're traveling, say, if you're overseas and you're in a place that you don't know. So it's developing those your sense of direction and your ability to kind of navigate.
I wonder if some people just kind of have a knack for direction and some don't, because I've never been great with directions myself, and I do heavily rely on Google Maps when I'm around the city and anywhere. So, yeah, I wonder if that's just, something people are born with, or I guess you can develop them through games. Maybe I should start gaming. There are negative takeaways from gaming, though, including exposure to violence and kind of the way it makes maybe the more hardcore gamers more reclusive. What can you tell us about some of the negatives of gaming, other negatives there are?
I suppose it's probably a lack of exercise and sort of not moving about as much. Some things, I guess, there's quite a few sort of negatives. I spent the Christmas hanging out with my nieces and nephews, which is partly what made me kind of look into this a little bit more. And so they're all playing Fortnite together.
And they're
basically fixed on that and playing it all the time. But they're also playing with one another. So when the sort of cousins go to another house, and they're still communicating with one another. So it's just a bit different from when we grew up. Mm-hmm. I guess that's some of the things that I don't want to sort of bash on gaming. I obviously like playing video games as well. But the violence and encouraging antisocial behaviour type things, as well as probably the lack of exercise, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess if you have a balance, and you're self-aware enough to realise if you've been indoors all day and how that's affecting you. Just lastly, what other areas of learning can gaming kind of develop?
I'm quite interested in this from a kind of trying to think about things in 3D. So for geologists and my field, we're trying to kind of visualise things beneath the ground where we don't actually have much data to go on. So we have to kind of use bits and pieces of information to try and create an image of what the rock layers look like under the ground. Mm. So I think there's things that like that could be implemented. I was really sort of impressed with playing Red Dead Redemption 2, all of the kind of dropping. There's quite a few kind of sort of natural science collecting sort of missions involved in it. So, I guess you have the storyline as well as these little missions that are sort of put into the game. So, ignoring the violence, I guess that there's maybe ways to throw in little learning activities that people aren't really necessarily aware of, but they're kind of tricking themselves into learning by playing. That might be a useful thing to. And I guess there's lots of games that are being developed specifically for educational use, but I thought it's maybe it would be good, I guess, if you were able to use off-the-shelf games that are widely used around the world to use them to learn rather than specific tools that are being developed, which often tend to not be as exciting or as polished, I guess, as what we off-the-shelf kind of games.
Yeah, exactly. Those kind of more mainstream games that might be more attractive to a younger audience, and maybe they can maybe they'll end up being a geologist, and you find that they're quite good, and not realise why. But there you go.
Things like Minecraft, I guess, have stimulated a whole bunch of different kind of design type things that weren't originally anticipated. Yeah. I guess when they developed the game, so yeah, lots of different things and positives, I guess, that are associated with gaming that we don't necessarily think of when we're just playing the game.
Wow, well, that's really refreshing to hear. I'm sure for any gamers listening, there you go. You're fine. Keep gaming. Do go outside, though, for some sunshine as well. Dr. Lloyd White, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been great talking to you.
All right, thanks for having me.
Have a great day.